781 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibert and others. You will be convinced upon a moment's reflection that this could not have been the case. I may have tested your patience during my cross-examination, gentlemen. I might have been more detailed in minor particulars than prudence would typically dictate. If we had possessed any other means, this would not have been necessary. However, as it was, we could not obtain a ray of light except through the strictest scrutiny and closest examination. Perez initially tells you that the men on board wore both black and white shoes. Later, he claims he saw no black shoes on board, and then further states that the officers wore black shoes. Again, he says that the bosun was a poor man and could not afford to wear a jacket, yet later he tells you that the bosun had a black monkey jacket. How can you reconcile statements given in testimony that are so directly contradictory in point of fact? This witness seems to me to find it a luxury to lie. Yes, he seems to luxuriate in these equivocal statements and falsehoods. I do not think we can account for his conduct in any other way, unless indeed he is insane. If that is the case, if this poor, unfortunate individual is suffering under the visitation of God, whereby he is deprived of reason, then that is a sufficient reason for rejecting his entire testimony. We next come to the division of the money, concerning which this witness informs you there was no rule or principle adopted. Now I would ask if it is probable that men would act so carelessly regarding the darling object of their souls, to obtain which they had forfeited their honor, their reputation, and their very lives. The money, says Perez, was found in bags like velvet. How does this agree with another of his statements that the bags were made of dark, coarse linen? He also tells you that he is but 22 years of age, and the next moment states that he was a cabin boy during the wars of Murillo. I call your attention to the statements made by Perez in relation to the confessions at Fernando Po, and upon this revision maintains the original meaning while improving clarity and readability.